Are you feeling ignored and rejected, although you have done all the things you needed to do in order to be accepted? Could there be one more thing that makes everything else come together? Today I'll be talking about one discipline that makes everything else work. Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk about Life and Leadership Solutions. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. I help leaders like you align faith, family, and purpose in a way that brings peace and true success. In our last episode, we unpacked 7 powerful attitudes that make you receptive to others. 7 postures that position you to serve well and lead faithfully. But here's what I didn't tell you. There's actually an 8th one. It's the foundation underneath all 7. Miss this and everything else crumbles. What is that one thing? Prayer. Now let me ask you something. When do you pray? Yes, I know you're a Christian, but be honest. For most of us, prayer is what we do when we've run out of options. When our plans fail, when our strength is gone, prayer becomes the exit route, the backup plan, the final item to check. But here's the truth that shifts everything. Prayer should never be an afterthought. Prayer is the starting point. Prayer is also where we remain standing after we've done everything else we know to do. The Apostle Paul says it this way: having done all, stand. That standing is in the place of prayer. Think about it. You have prepared with wisdom. You have learned. You are still learning. You are observing. You are showing up with humility, honor, and love. But if prayer is missing, then something vital is missing. Because prayer isn't just one of the things we do. Prayer is the lifeline. Prayer is the glue that holds everything else together. By the way, if this is resonating with you, I'd love you to stay connected. You can find more of this content on my podcast and on my socials. You can also visit our website. The links are in the description below. So when we talk about prayer, we are not talking about talking at God or memorizing words. We are talking about expressing absolute dependence on God. We are speaking about aligning with divine agenda. Prayer is that place where your heart, mind, will, expectations are brought in agreement with God's heart and His plan. It is in prayer that you say, Lord, I only want what you want. Lord, I trust you, even when I don't understand. In the place of prayer, you listen more than you speak, because you want to hear what God has to say about you and about where He's leading you and your family. It is where strength is renewed. Prayer is that place where confusion gives way to clarity, where fear surrenders to faith, and where human logic is cast down and the will of God is enthroned. Now, here's something most people miss. The Apostle Paul says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces in this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. In other words, many of the things you are struggling with aren't just human problems. They are spiritual realities. What looks like resistance may just be a spiritual opposition, just like Daniel faced when he fasted and prayed for 21 days. His answer actually came immediately, but the prince of Persia blocked his prayer for 3 weeks, blocked his answer for 3 weeks. I remember many years ago as a young missionary, I was struggling with my calling. I wasn't sure whether I was equipped for that life. Was I equipped to serve God in this capacity? And I struggled. And I remember that at a point, I decided to take some time off to pray. Initially, I was fasting along with the prayer. But I realized that I wasn't hearing God. Why? I was anxious. I was worried. And so in the place of prayer, it was all this thing coming out, but it was just more of fear. What if? Lord, what is this? What is that? And in that space, I realized that I wasn't hearing the Lord. So what I did was I stopped the fasting and decided that I would just have my normal devotional times with the Lord. I would eat regularly and do every other thing that I would normally do. Do you know that it wasn't even 3 days or so that I started that the Lord spoke to me? Actually, he gave me a dream that was breathtaking. I saw this very beautiful golden crown that at that time in my life, I didn't understand. I was quite young. Young in my faith, young in my knowledge of God's word. You know, it was a while later that I saw that in the scriptures, that those who endure to the end, they will receive the crown of life. I still remember the crown. It was a beautiful golden crown. And like the crown kept, it was just spinning. I was looking at it and it was like the Lord was just showing me every angle of that golden crown. And it was like, wow. And I understood that the path that I was on was not only a God path, but was a path that God was going to reward me for. But how did I get to know that? I had to take time to pray. Pray immediately you start sensing that God is doing something and wants you to be involved. Remember, we are still linking this to the list of the 7 things. So if you have not seen that video, please go and watch it. Pray before you even understand or act. And pray after you've done all that you know to do. Pray even when you are feeling confident. Pray when you feel unsure. And after you have prayed, you have prepared, obeyed, and shown up, what do you do again? Pray. Keep praying until it's clear. Until the what, the when, the how, and the who is clear. Prayer is not just for a moment. It is a posture. It's a lifestyle. How do we pray? Let me first say that prayer does not need to be complicated. It does not need to be an alarm full of anxiety and fear. Let the peace of God guide your heart and mind as you talk with your Father. Your prayer doesn't need to be long and full of very, very big words. God already knows. He understands. It is not a religious performance. No one is scoring your good works, your long prayer. Jesus has taken care of the performance part of it. He has done the works. You need to enter into that rest. Be honest. Let your heart be filled with faith. Pray with thanksgiving. Be thankful. Be humble. Be expectant. Be expectant when you come to God. Sometimes prayer will be worship. Worship. Sometimes it may be surrender. Surrender. Surrender is that place where you lay it all down before the Lord. Like Jesus, Lord, not what I want, but what you want. Sometimes prayer is just silence. Lord, speak. Sometimes it can be loud. When you need to take your spiritual authority, sometimes you need to shout. You need to roar. Sometimes prayer is a lamentation. Sometimes it's just a sigh. But whatever it is, prayer is an expression of deep trust in God. Prayer is that place where you stand in faith, where you stand on the word of God. You stand on the promises of God in the place of prayer. You stand on the character of God, knowing that God does not fail, he does not lie. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And sometimes you need to contend for what you believe, because circumstances will come to challenge what God has said. People will question your beliefs, your values, and your purpose. But don't back down from your position in the place of prayer. Let prayer be the expression of your absolute trust in God. Jesus' life was an example, or is an example for us. He was a man of prayer. All night praying, he prayed all night. He prayed during the day. He prayed when he wanted to share food. He was praying at all times. When he wanted to do miracles, he would lift up his eyes and thank the Father. Jesus was a man of prayer. And if we are following in his steps, we must be people of prayer. So remember, prayer is not the last thing you do. It is the first thing. It is the place where you keep standing, because prayer is not a moment. It's a lifestyle. It's a posture. It is the foundation that holds everything together. I want to ask, where in your life and leadership have you been relying more on planning, effort, or experience rather than on prayer? Take a moment to identify areas where prayer has become an afterthought rather than a foundation. And what will change if you intentionally practice prayer before you act, before you speak? If you are looking for a deeper and personal support, please visit my website for my life and leadership course cultural coaching for Christian leaders, parents, ministers, missionaries, expatriates to learn more and take the next step in your journey. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that prayer is not a task to complete, but a relationship to nurture. Father, teach us to come to you first before we plan, before we speak, and before we act. Help us, Lord, to remain connected to you in the middle of our work, always listening, Lord, for your guidance and relying on your strength. And that when we have done everything, Father, help us to release the results back into your hands, trusting in you completely, not in our own abilities. Lord, root our lives, our parenting, and our leadership in that place of prayer, so that everything we do flows from intimacy with you and subsequently brings glory to your name. Thank you, Father, for hearing us and answering. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening and watching today. If this episode has blessed you, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel so you don't miss future conversations on faith, leadership, and purposeful living. And hey, if this message has really, really encouraged you, don't stop there. I've got other powerful episodes that you will find helpful as you step out to avail your time, skills, and grace in this year. So click on this video right now. And you can also click on the links below to check out my website. And also follow me on my socials and make comments. I would love to hear how God is using this talk to help you. Let's keep building together. I'll see you in my next talk. Until then, bye-bye for now.